Well, boys and girls, this morning I want to ask you a very simple question. As you make your way through life, I wonder who it is that you're following. Just the other morning as I was finishing breakfast and watching the news, I saw this long queue of people all standing outside what appeared to be nothing more than a little room, and I wondered what on earth they were doing, especially at that time of the morning. So out of interest, I turned up the television a little bit. At my age, your hearing's not as good as it used to be. And I watched and watched with great interest until they told me that all of the people who were standing in that vast queue were waiting for tickets to go to see Michael Jackson. I thought, this time of the morning, some of them were interviewed and they'd been standing for hours and hours and hours just to get a ticket. Some of them were talking about him being their hero. Some of them even used words like the return of the great one. And I thought to myself, what sort of a world is it? I wonder, boys and girls, young people today, who are you following? Who do you model your life on? Who is it that motivates you? What is it that motivates you when you think about your journey through life? You see, here's the interesting thing, that many times throughout his own earthly ministry, the Lord Jesus Christ used some important words to speak about discipleship. He spoke about what it meant to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And often he used those two words. He said, follow me. Follow me. That's the best journey to take through life. That's the only way we can be sure that we're going to get God's best in life. Jesus said, follow me. Sometimes it's possible to follow the wrong person. That was proved to me, and I shared this with one or two of our young people recently. They'll forgive me for this, but you know, a number of years ago, not very long ago, I was away doing a month of meetings and helping out a vacant church in their Bible studies. Every night after the Bible study was over, a lady came to me. She said, Pastor, would you come to our house tonight for tea? Well, I said, no, thank you. I appreciate you asking, but I'd like to get home. But every night it was going on, she asked me the same question. Until the last night, she said, now, you'll have to come tonight for your tea. I said, well, look, I'll tell you what. I'll come back for a cup of tea after the meeting's over. So after the meeting was over, I said to her husband and her going out, tell me, where do you live? Oh, said, don't worry about that, just you follow me. I said, well, how will I know if I'm going to the right house? He said, well, whenever I come out tonight, I'll be in a red car, I'll toot the horn, and you just come after me. So I was sitting out on the side of the road, and I waited. And one car came out and waved, and I waved, and off they went. Another car, and it came on and out. And then a red car came out, tooted the horn, waved, and I went up the road after them. For about 5 or 6 miles. And every time they overtook, I overtook. He went hard, I went hard. He slowed down, I slowed down. Followed him right into, he turned, indicated right into the yard. I indicated right into the yard. He pulled up, and I drove right up to his back door and jumped out. And I looked at him. And he looked at me, he said, I wondered who it was following me. And I realized that I'd followed the wrong person. I said, look, I'm sorry about that, but I was told when a red car came out, toot the horn, I was to go after them. He said, what was he like? And I explained what the man was like, his wife was like. Oh, he said, I know them. Come on, I'll take you to their home. So I got into the car again, followed him up the road for 5 or 6 miles, through the village to the other side, and he pulled up at this bungalow, and I saw the man and woman standing at the door, waiting on me. They didn't know where it was. They thought I'd somehow got lost. So I thanked him very much with the window down, drove into their yard, got out, came to the door, and this collie dog walked out past me through the front door, and she said, get out, get out. Now, not to me, that was the collie dog. I was invited back for supper. And when we went inside, we sat down, we talked about the meetings, we talked about the month, the topics, and all of these things. She said, I'll go and boil the kettle, Pastor. She went out into the kitchen, and I heard, oh, no. Oh, no. I thought, what on earth has happened? It's only a kettle. But she came in and she was almost pulling her hair out. She says to me, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I said, what's wrong? She said, the dog has ate the supper. I said, what? She said, the dog has ate the supper. And the collie dog, I wondered why it was sneaking out through the side of the door. And there was nothing left, absolutely nothing left. And I was so embarrassed. I'd gone to the wrong house. By the time I got to the right house, the dog had eaten my supper. And I didn't know what to say. But you know, it is possible to follow the wrong person. And that was proved that night, and I lost my supper. But it's possible to go through life following the wrong person and lose your own soul. That's far more important. If you're not following the Lord Jesus Christ today, whoever you're following, you'd be better to change course. You'd be better to stop and ask yourself the question, why am I following this, that, or the other thing, and where is it going to lead me? Jesus says, follow me. You follow me, your life will be in safe hands. You follow me, I'll bring you through life, and I'll bring you safely home to heaven. I wonder today who you are following.